with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump isn't sure if Russian President Putin will agree to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Asked about Putin's failure to commit to a sit-down with Zelensky, Donald Trump said the Russian and Ukrainian presidents don't like each other very much. He said he'll have to intervene if there's no movement.
We'll see what happens over the next week or two, and at that point I'll step in very strongly.
Following recent meetings with Putin and Zelensky separately, the president had hoped for a breakthrough in peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Hurricane Center specialist Andrew Hagan says it looks like a fairly quiet period for a week or so in the Atlantic.
We have Tropical Storm Fernand over the central Atlantic, but that's weakening. It's not near land, and that's going to dissipate over the next couple of days. Looking out over the next week, it does look like there's going to be a fairly quiet period for about a week in the Atlantic here, which should take us through the end of August and even into the first couple of days of September.
Hurricane season ends in November. President Trump held the seventh cabinet meeting of his second administration. Trump started by addressing the upcoming Labor Day holiday.
Every policy of the Trump administration is designed to lift up the American worker, promote great-paying blue-collar jobs, and to rebuild the industrial bedrock of our nation. It's also obviously for great defense. We have the greatest military in the world. We rebuilt it largely in my first term.
The president also blamed Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for higher lending rates, which he says are slowing the housing market. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 135 points. The Nasdaq rose 94. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded, and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris on Monday after he wrote a letter to French President Emmanuel Macron stating the country does not do enough to combat anti-Semitism. The French Foreign Ministry says his allegations are unacceptable. The summoning of the ambassador is a formal and public notice of displeasure. France, which has the third highest population of Jews in the world, has seen a rash of anti-Semitic acts lately. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after an afternoon push of major indexes just below their recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% after drifting between small gains and losses for much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Boeing rose 3.5% after Korean Air announced a $50 billion deal with the company that includes buying more than 100 aircraft. Dish Network parent EchoStar surged 70.2% after AT&T said it will buy some of its wireless spectrum licenses in a $23 billion deal. The Dow higher 135 points to close at 45,418. The Nasdaq gained 95 to 21,544. The S&P added 26 to 6465. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.